Good morning.
Welcome to Grendene S.A.'s conference call to disclose and analyze the results of the first quarter 2019. We would like to inform you that this conference call will be held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. At this point, all participants are connected in listen-only mode, and later we will start the Q&A session when further instructions will then be provided for you to participate. If you need support during the conference call, please request assistance from an operator by typing star zero. Let me remind you that this conference call is being recorded and will be available at http://ri.grendene.com.br. The main officers of Grendene are here, who will also be available to take any questions you might have. Rudimar Del Onder, Chief Executive Officer, Gelson Luis Brustirola, Executive Vice President, and Francisco Schmidt, Chief Financial Officer and IRO, as well as the company's top management. We would like to inform you that the press release for the first quarter 2019 is available on the website http://ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and English. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that any forward-looking statements made during this conference call about the company's business prospects and operating and financial estimates are mere forecasts based on the management's expectation regarding the company's future. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, the country's overall economic performance, industry, and international market. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, CFO and Investor Relations Officer of the company. Mr. Francisco Schmidt, you may proceed.
Good morning. Thank you all for attending another Grendene conference call to discuss our results. As usual, we posted yesterday file with all the charts regarding this presentation and this call so that you can better follow up. In my comments, I'm going to be very brief so as to allow some time for your questions. Before discussing the company's performance, I would like to draw your attention to the distribution of dividends. According to our policy, we pay dividends on a quarterly basis. And regarding the first quarter of 2019, they are anticipated in the amount of 36.8 million reals, according to the decision of the general meeting that approved the accounts for the financial year of 2018. And dividends will be paid as of May 22, 2019. Shareholders holding common shares enrolled in the company's records on May 9, 2018, the cutoff date, will be entitled to receive the amounts. Regarding the performance of the first quarter of 2019, with the drop of 29.5% in the volume of pears, we had a very bad start of the year. And the decrease occurred both in the domestic market, 26.6%, and in the foreign market, 37%. In our assessment, this result is hardly due only to a fall in consumption. So we must have lost market share both domestically and externally. The preliminary numbers that we are seeing, the economic indicators and our perception of the market, indicate that Brazilian consumption generally declined sharply in this period. But in our estimation, hardly in the same proportion as our figures have dropped. The drop in volumes was the main reason for the dropping results. We had drops in all margins, and net income fell by 51% in relation to the same period of the previous year. It is true that in the first quarter of 2018, we had a good growth of pairs of 6.8% vis-a-vis the first quarter of 2019. So we had a high base, but the figures of the first quarter are the lowest in first quarter since the company started its capital in 2004. The lowest number of pairs previously reached was 31 million in the first quarter of 2005. And in this first quarter, we were close to 29 million pairs. In our assessment, the main problem faced by the company in the first quarter was the lack of sales in a virtually generalized way among brands, models, and geographies, which generally indicates a drop in demand. We did not suffer a cost impact other than the increase in idleness and a non-recurring commercial expense due to the termination of contracts with some representatives in the amount of 14 million reals. In previous years, it was 1 or 2 million reals. There's always some representatives that leave or terminate, but this time we had a larger number that impacted this term. The efficiency was the best possible in this backdrop of dropping volumes. We expected some causes that we have been describing in our communications with the market, and we executed some actions to handle what was expected, but unfortunately they were not enough to reverse this scenario. To improve the situation, we shipped in December 2018 orders that would normally be delivered in January if the demand was better, both in foreign and domestic markets. This anticipation in the case of exports distorts the comparison of the numbers recorded in Grendene in terms of exports with the ones of CSEX, and it considers only the products that have crossed the border, whereas in our sales, depending on the Incoterms of the sales operation, it includes products that are in the port. They are considered exported. So you cannot really compare the figures, especially if you consider the from December to January. So having said that, we did not expect such a sharp drop in the domestic market. On the contrary, we were expecting a recovery start. The market expected the same. And against this reality observed in the first quarter, we can no longer talk about the recovery of footwear consumption in the Brazilian market for this year. So we can just offset the drop in the first quarter, but Grendene is unlikely to have a bigger number of pairs than in the previous year. So the scenario in terms of consumption in Brazil is completely indefinite. We have seen the numbers in terms of unemployment rates and projection for the growth of the economy, the numbers are plummeting. Some optimists talk about 3%, and probably it's going to be lower than that. So these figures reflect the consumption. And the exchange rate was positive, 17 million reals. So Otherwise, our results would be worse. And the results were in line with what happened in last quarter last year. With the retraction of activities and a drop in sales, cash generation was 247.6 million reals in the first quarter. And we are proposing a payout of 49.3% of the results that were attained. With the falling profits, the cash generation came mainly from the reduction of the investment in accounts receivable. And that fell alone accounted for 242 million reals. On the other hand, it shows that they are sound assets. And this part of this working capital, it becomes cash. Another point important to mention is about the process that Green Dean has against the government regarding excluding taxes, PIS and COFINS. On April 4th, we published a relevant fact, and the decision was judged in Recife. The headquarters of the company is in Sobral, so this lawsuit was in Sobral, and Green Dean still has to take some legal steps to be able to receive this credit. Since these other legal steps are required, and they include the qualification by the Federal Revenue Service of Brazil, Green Dean has not recorded its gain in its financial statements yet, and will only do so when we have a more accurate amount in terms of recovery and prospects of really recovering these values.
Green Dean still requires some documents that need to be provided in the next few days, which is a certificate of final and appealable decision to present it to the Federal Revenue and check if the authorities will agree with this amount, and then we'll move on to the compensation. It's prudent, according to Green Dean, not to make any disclosure before we have a proper definition. Therefore, at this time, we are not going to mention any figures related to this gain until it is more materialized and is moving away from the realm of expectations. Considering all the difficulties faced by the market, Melissa stores grew. Melissa Club is doing fine. From 263, we now have 315 franchise stores. And as the other brands of Melissa also recorded a drop in volume, which was more concentrated in the market than in Melissa Club. However, it was a very significant drop. To conclude, I would like to say that, unfortunately, we cannot maintain our expectations as we used to, and we do not expect to recover volumes this year. And according to our estimates, the results will be lower than last year. Our policy will continue on preserving the margins, and whenever possible to obtain absolute results. We are going to work on the front of product, and considering the current scenario, the consumer will require adjustments, and we are going to make adjustments of our portfolio to those those situations so that we can make adjustments to this economic scenario and improve in order to obtain better results. So these were the comments I would like to make. I would now turn the call over to you so that you can ask any questions that you might have. Ladies and gentlemen, we can now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star one. To remove the question from the list, type the pound key two. Do not use the speakerphone to ask a question so that we can ensure a better sound quality. Please stand by while we collect the questions. Our first question comes from Mr. Wagner Salaverry with Quantita. You may proceed, sir. Mr. Salaverry from Quantita. Good morning, Mr. Smith. I have two questions. In the beginning of the conference call, you mentioned that there was a loss in the market share by the company. I would like to understand that in the commercial area, is there a diagnosis that would explain this drop in share and reduction of sales? I would like to know if you have any diagnosis to explain what occurred and if there's any relationship, this termination of the contracts of representatives. Could this have been the cause that caused this loss or this drop in the market? Well, first of all, I would like to thank you for the question. We do not have a precise diagnosis yet. We are just inferring the reasons why we lost market share because we see the drop recorded. It's difficult to imagine that the consumption drop in footwear this quarter was 26% as we recorded as our drop. So, of course, we lost market share. To whom did you lose your market share? I do not have the answer yet. What we have seen is that all companies are facing difficulties. Some of them are reducing the working hours of their employees. And some days ago, we saw a report in Valor newspaper that there was a drop in the region of Cariri in the shoe wear industry. And there were many explanations of why things are happening the way they are. The fact is that there is a significant drop, and we believe that our fall was higher than the other ones. The reason we do not have the answer yet. When we analyze the product segment, of course, we are going to see that there was a product whose drop was recorded in a more significant manner, so we can make promotions, anticipate the launches of some products. But we do not have anything that could tell us that this problem would be concentrated on a certain area. For example, in the areas where we have fewer representatives, is there where we've saw the largest drops? No, it's not. So Grendene is a company of 50 years, obviously. It has representatives who retire, they move on, go to other places. But there was no contentious termination with anyone. What happens is a regular exchange of the market. People grow old and companies are closed. The market changes. Things happen, so we cannot assign the reason to this. We do not have figures to explain that where we no longer have that number of representatives, we had a drop in the market. We cannot make this correlation. So we look at other points. So there is a difference in performance in regions. Some of them had a 24% drop, others 27%. But there's nothing that would let us know or would tell for sure what would be the reason in a more specific way. Okay, I understand. Can you repeat the second part of your question? I think I have already answered my second question. My question was if you had a diagnosis that would explain the fewer number of representatives. Yes, in some, there's not a specific reason or a specific location where we see problems. If consumer does not have enough income, is not available to purchase, we observe that the consumer is not intimidated as they were some time ago. So there's room for consumption, but the consumer is much more cautious and they are looking for cheaper products. If we could mention any trend, I would say that the trend was much more significant in the C class, and that's why the average income is higher, because the most significant drop was related to more popular products, the C class. The other ones also had drop, but less. So that would be the consumer that may not be able to spend as much as the offers we have. So we might have to offer products that would be purchased by that level of consumption. In addition to that, I would like to say that the inventory levels have risen, and that means that this is not a problem that we have an immediate answer for. So if you end the quarter, the retailer, if the retailer ends the quarter with the level of coverage which is higher than usual, and in some cases much higher, so the sellouts will have to happen for a time so that the inventory levels can go down so that he can start purchasing again and activate the selling. So this is the situation that we are facing now. Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Roberto for Alkit Investment Management. You may proceed, sir.
Great. Good morning, everybody. If you can expand a little bit on the issue of inventories, it's clearly that on the domestic market there must have been some inventory building, and that obviously impacted the sales going forward. Can you give some more insight into your visibility of what is happening on the storefront, and if this is really nationwide? Is this in certain brands? Is this because of pricing? And what's the timing of visibility? How much time? When did you start realizing that you're having some challenges in pushing the inventory, or perhaps were your customers too optimistic during the fourth quarter and had ordered too much?
Could you please repeat your question, sir?
Sure, I can. So my question is on inventories, and I really want to understand to what extent there was too much was purchased by their clients during the fourth quarter, and to what extent, how high are the current levels of inventories at the point of sale at their customers? How much higher than normal? That's my first question.
After our presidential election in October, there was some euphoria, if you will, regarding the economy of Brazil and the stock market. And the market and the consumers were excited at the time. So there was a general conviction that this drop now with this new administration would expedite. And at the end of the year, Christmas, it wasn't very good, but nothing as bad as what happened before. So there was the explanation that the government was still, you know, getting some adjustments. And a year later, there would be the recovery. But nothing happened. When the results were disclosed in February, we mentioned that we were expecting an improvement or a recovery. Although in the beginning of February, nothing had happened really, because January and February were slow months. And the explanation was that, the president was still recovering from surgery. And now the figures of the Brazilian economy are still weak. So there are people even mentioning a drop, an expected drop in the GDP. So there was a reduction in the expectation. And how did that impact retail? So retail, finished last year with a little bit more in terms of inventory. And so the regular orders were placed. And in the first quarter, some adjustments had to be made. But now we are ending the quarter with the inventory much higher than usual.
Can you give a little bit of higher
than usual. I'm talking about coverage. Okay, just
right. Can you give an idea how much higher than normal is our currently inventories at the point of sale?
Sales expectations. Yes, from 2 to 4 times as high.
Okay.
Higher than the usual.
Okay. And how much promotion is happening at the moment to try and normalize the level of inventories at the point of sale?
Well, I'm not going to disclose our strategy in terms of promotions, but it is a tool that must be used, of course, but I'm afraid I cannot disclose details.
Okay.
Because it's about our strategy. But yes, we are analyzing what we can do in terms of price, products, promotions, in the point of sales, everything to encourage sales.
Right. And usually, how far in advance do you have visibility on sales that should be coming through in the next quarter and so forth? Is that during the quarter, or do you are orders placed, you know, with 1 month or 6 weeks or more in anticipation? How does that usually work?
Well, we have an idea of that, yes, because Green Dean only manufactures according to orders. So everything that is manufactured has an order for that. But I cannot assure that there are no cancellations of orders of orders that are postponed. But we have a perception of the scenario considering the orders that we're getting. And if there are customers that are postponing orders, the number of orders that we are getting is low now.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be able to do a comparison with last year. Last year we had a low base because of the strike of truck drivers. Mm-hmm. But probably in the second quarter, we're not going to see drops in volumes as we did in the first quarter. But we cannot expect a substantial recovery for the second quarter. Maximum would be able to maybe be a little bit better than last year. I just would like to draw your attention that last year we had a major drop because of the strike that we had in May, late May or early June with the truck drivers strike. Now we are considering a change in the season. Next quarter, historically, has a better volume in our segment, but we're comparing second quarters here, and of course we have to disregard the seasonal aspects of this comparison. And in order to talk about a recovery, more effective recovery,
mm-hmm.
I mean, considering promotions, we are considering that just for the second semester.
Okay. Lastly, if you could give a little bit more an overview about the export market. The volumes during the first quarter are quite similar in terms of size of generally what we see during the second quarters, if I compare it to 2018 and 2017. What are you hearing from your buyers in the, you know, the vast number of markets that you export to?
The export market, well, remains a difficult one, and it's likely to get worse throughout the year because the global economy is losing consumption in the main markets. Considering Green Dean specifically, our most substantial drop is in South America. Now with the crisis of Argentina and Brazil now, the way it is, the whole of South America is depressed, if you will, in terms of consumption, with figures much lower than those of previous years. And so Paraguay, Uruguay, and Argentina, the consumption has dropped greatly in those countries. Well, in Venezuela, we have no sales to Venezuela. And Colombia, maybe it's the only Latin American country that we can say that is performing better. In Central America, also, there is a strong drop in consumption, affected not only because of the poor performance of South America, but also the American as a whole slowed down. So we have a good interface with South America and North America, and of course both are affected by the economy. Europe as well, there is a drop there. So maybe you can put it down to the climate effects, or summertime got there later, or we had longer winter days in Europe. I don't know, but we have to consider all these factors. But indeed, yes, we have some concerning data about the German economy, and nobody knows what's going to happen with Brexit and unemployment rates in Europe. So all these factors are affecting consumption. And this morning, I read the news about a substantial drop in South Korea in the first quarter, the worst results in a decade, and in China also. They were mentioning their economic slowdown, so we cannot expect a favorable scenario for this year. And again, we are considering this scenario for our launches and our marketing and promotion activities in order to capture the existing consumption. But we don't expect favorable times ahead.
Right. And how are inventory levels at the in the export markets? At the point of sale? Obviously, I understand your production process, though.
Well, on the international level, Green Dean works through distributors, and their stock or inventory is not very concerning because they have been cautious in their purchases. But in the point of sales, I wouldn't know about their inventory. No, I don't know if they're facing problems in terms of their inventory level in the point of sales abroad. Yes, I'm sorry, I wouldn't know the answer. But I know that, yes, in South America, there are some customers, some clients in retail that are facing some issues, especially in Paraguay. Paraguay
okay.
used to also serve the north of Argentina. So logistically speaking, that area is closer to Paraguay than Buenos Aires, for instance. So
okay.
Yeah,
thank you very
Paraguay
much.
Paraguay has nearly stopped selling to the north of Argentina.
Right.
So, yes, I the distributors in Paraguay, they're facing stock or inventory issues.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Our next question comes from João Oliveira, master.com. You may proceed, sir. Good afternoon, Schmidt. So considering the weak results of this quarter and possibly of the year, don't you think that an option program of 2% is not in line with the interests of the company with the shareholders? And what is the target for this program of options? Is there a metric for you to be eligible to that, or can you tell me more about that? I don't understand what you mean by 2%. I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please? Because you mentioned there is a buyback program of up to 2% of stocks, right? But just for the board. So you're going to buy back up to 2% of the shares. Oh, no, there was a misunderstanding here, because what I meant is that the company every year opens a buyback program to consider some options that were granted in the past. So it If the executive have their options, the company has to have shares so to deliver. So we opened this buyback program. And there's always an excess in the number of shares because this buyback program must be authorized, of course. I cannot just have a board meeting for that immediately, but rather I must have the authorization for that beforehand. So if there is a need for that, I can buy shares. But I'm not saying that we're going to buy 2.2% of shares and deliver them in the option program. The program today has had 10 editions. And as people are eligible to the shares, the executives may exercise that or not, but the weak results now will be reflected in two ways. If there is a drop in shares, fewer executives will find it interesting to exercise the options that would be entitled to that. And at the end of the year, when the board gets together to grant new options, if the result remains negative or bad, well, maybe we won't. But what I mean is that the result will affect the granting program. Well, first you have to be eligible to that, and of course the price has to be convenient. So 2% must not be linked to the current result. Okay, well, that's fine. Another question is the following. Okay, you said that you had weak sales because of the economy as a whole. Is that what you believe, you know, in Europe, in South America, in Brazil, in the core business area of the company? Or what went wrong for some reason? Have you identified problems in the collections, or is it more about the economy issues? Well, problems in the economy, yes, we have. As I said earlier, consumption in Brazil dropped not only in terms of footwear, but consumption as a whole. I don't have the figures in terms of the drop in footwear, but all the figures that we have seen so far indicate a downward trend. But in terms of collections, there are two points. Firstly, it is nearly impossible for you to do wrong in all collections. We have over 15 brands, so it's very unlikely that in a given a quarter you do wrong in all collections simultaneously. I would be very surprised. Again, I know it may happen, but I would be really surprised if after all companies disclose their results, they show robust numbers in terms of growth in consumption. Of course, there are exceptions, but the truth is consumption is very low. And when we look at the collections, of course, we have to maybe consider or assess if a better collection or a better product would have had a different performance. And as we identify that some products were better accepted than others, we make the adjustments. And of course, in all collections, there are products that are a major success and others that don't do so well. But see, there isn't, you cannot say, a certain brand has had a fantastic growth, whereas another one had a substantial drop. So let's not talk about products because we have lots, but our drop that our brand that dropped the least dropped 20%. So we cannot consider the issue with one specific segment or one specific product. But I understand that we are still assessing and trying to diagnose what is in the point of sales, and we have different competitors per segment, so we have to analyze each segment in light of the competitors. And we don't see, well, some competitors were more aggressive in terms of their promotions and price. Maybe we could have been more aggressive as well, but it's hard to say if, you know, if we had been more aggressive, we would have reversed this drop somehow, or maybe, you know, mitigated it somehow, or maybe with some promotions or some activities in the point of sales. But we're still analyzing all that to see how we're going to deal with the situation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'd like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. And to remove the question from the list, type pound key 2. Please wait while we collect questions. Please stand by. Lucas Bender with Trilha Investimentos. Good morning. Thank you very much for answering my question. Considering the scenario that you are observing, what do you intend to do in the future? First, we have to do a deeper analysis of what happened. We are going to review the product portfolio and promotions. Oh, of course, I cannot provide details about this plan because this is all under study. And even if we had it all defined, we would not be able to disclose this. What we have always done along our history, and we have faced different crises on the way, we are going to look at the purchasing power of our consumer. And this is what we want to study. Our product reaches the lowest classes, class D and C. So there's no way we can sell the volume of footwear in the volume we have to those classes. So whenever that causes a decrease in the income of in this segment, or fear of consumption, fear of losing their jobs, all those factors affect the consumption, and there's nothing we can do about them. What we can do is to develop products that can be competitive to that target consumer. And with this, we are competing for a higher share of a cake that is becoming smaller. As I've been saying, in the last 5 years, it's been 5 years since the footwear consumption has dropped. Never before have we seen such a continued drop. And at a certain time, this is going to reverse. But so far, we haven't seen any fact, any material data that would sign to recovery. So we are going to make adaptations so the country in general has a consumption power which is lower. So we are going to move ahead and compete in the market. And Grandin is very competitive in the segment it operates. So we are going to draw our attention to this and participate strongly in this competition. Okay, thank you. Next question, Breno Bonani with Valor Gestora. Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my question. I would like to understand the cash position, $2.1 billion with a positive variation of 15%. Do you have any estimate of making investment with this cash? Oh, I did not hear the beginning of the question. Could you repeat, please? Yes, of course. In relation to the cash position, $2.1 million, I would like to know if you are considering making investments. You see, our cash position, gross cash position, stands at $2.3 billion, and net cash is $2.1, as you mentioned. The difference and level of indebtedness is a temporary situation. Sometimes we use the stock market for the hedge. Well, we do whatever is more convenient. As for cash position, we are always studying which investments to make, but we do not have anything concrete or... In fact, I think it's hard as to M&A. I do not see any possibilities of this happening. I do not see any relevant opportunities in the market that would bring about synergy that the company could add value. And as for the financial aspect, we can see that the interest rates are very low. Some time ago, there was an expectation that would grow, but now we expect the interest rate to drop. So we are studying how to invest this cash as best as possible so that we can have some gain. Other than that, there is no news except for what you have seen so far. Okay, thank you. Next question, Gustavo Gushiken. You may proceed, sir. Good morning, everyone. My question is the following. This volume drop, did you identify any external competitor, China? Is there anything that would explain this drop in volume in this quarter? Thank you. In the domestic market, we haven't identified anything. Imports have not grown. We haven't seen any inflow of foreign products different from the normal business. It's more difficult to say anything in relation to the international market. But I do not believe that there is a trend or if there is anything specific here or there that would explain that. But I do not see this as an explanation to the volume drop that we faced. Chinese products have been coming into Latin America for a long time via Paraguay, etc. But this is not something new. It's something that has been happening for a while. So I do not see that this would explain what happened. Not at this time. There is a strong competition in the foreign market. Chinese products, especially in the lower segments. And we try to move away from this competition by means of modeling, fashion, investing in more basic and cheaper products, and we try to move away from this segment. But I do not believe that this would be a feasible explanation to what happened now. Okay, thank you. Caio Oliveira will ask the next question. Good morning, everyone. I would like to ask if there is a specific strategy for the digital area. Is there any promotion, marketing policy, anything differentiated focused on the digital site or dimension? Only to add to the previous question before I answer your question, our export director is here with me, and he's saying that we face a lot of copy issues from abroad, probably made by the Chinese market. But this is something that happened more or less along the time. Brendane goes to court to solve this, and this is a permanent war that we wage. Whenever you produce a successful product, you have to handle the copies, and we prefer to be copied than to have a product which is not successful. We fight this issue, but I do not believe that in this quarter, in particular, there was a large growth of the copies that we saw in other quarters. As to the digital aspect, my answer is yes. This is a topic that has been taking our time. We have been reflecting over this digital part. And Grandin has a large part of its marketing in digital means when we refer to promotions. Some brands have pages which are very relevant. They have their own traffic. It's a very interesting asset. And we have plans to go in this area. And again, we cannot provide details on what we are going to do, what we plan to do. But what we can say is that this is going to be a good evolution at our company. Since Grandin is a manufacturer, this digital aspect is affecting the distribution. In other words, where the retailing market is. So the retailers have good strategies, and they are doing well. They are making headways. They are making progress. But for us, this would be a link in the chain. They would be our clients, all the retailers that can do a good job in the digital area are becoming very successful. And in the industry, we can also see opportunities. And this time around, as we see it, it's not very significant, but as everything, we expect this movement to happen and affect this area as well.
We remind you once again that to ask a question, please enter star 1. We have now closed the question and answer session. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final remarks. Well, thank you very much once again for joining us today. And we expect to have better results and give you better news next time we get together. See you soon. Thank you. Grandin's conference call is completed. Thank you for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.